It's really depends on different women. Yeah, but I have to say for the overall symptoms, includes hot flashes, night sweats, like the mood disorders like anxiety, depression, headache, leaking, you know, the urine problems, and like the vagina dryness.
So how many menopausal women are using complementary medicine?
Yeah, in my PhD study, this is part of the Australian longitudinal study on women's health, which is the largest national representative sample of Australian women. It's very difficult for them to find the appropriate therapy to treat the symptoms, because for the statement they have mentioned the hormone replacement therapy may be not useful for them, or maybe they will suffer from more side effects. So complementary medicine may be the option for them.
So your study has just looked at women,
yes,
age 60 and over.
Yeah, from 59 to 64 years. And for my study, they have more than 10,000 Australian women in this age group. And they have been divided into surgical menopause and natural menopause. And also, we included, I think, 11 symptoms, menopause-related symptoms in this study. And we found almost 40% of these menopausal women who are aged from 59 to 64 years in Australia, and they have consulted complementary and alternative medicine practitioners. For the chem practitioners I mentioned here, refers to massage therapist, naturopath or herbalist, and chiropractors or osteopaths, and the acupuncturist.
Is there a certain type of complementary medicine that these women are using more than others?
Yes, for the complementary medicine practitioners, they were more likely to consult massage therapists and chiropractors or osteopaths. And I found it why they use massage therapists and the chiropractors or osteopaths more prevalently than the other chem practitioners, just because they were more likely to suffer from back pain or the, you know, joint pain or the other musculoskeletal problems.
When we're talking about the evidence base, a lot of complementary medicine, there's no solid evidence backing it up.
Exactly.
Is there any evidence to suggest that these practices relieve or alleviate some of these menopausal symptoms?
Yeah, for my study, we are focusing on using the public health methodology to examine complementary medicine use among menopausal women in Australia. So my research is not focused on the, you know, to test the efficacy of each chem practitioner therapy for certain symptoms. So if you ask me about the clinical evidence, I have to say, as far as I know, all the clinical evidence is from the public, the published articles.
So it's more about understanding how many women and what they're using it for, I guess.
Yes, and we would like to, you know, set this as a proof or the evidence base for the clinical trial or for the further clinical practice. So if we can get any funding or any conclusion about the use of specific chem practitioners or the specific chem therapies, the prevalence of each practitioners or the or the treatments among among Australian menopause women, so we can give the clinical trials some hints about maybe they should focus on this therapy because this one is very popular.
So something we found out last week on the program when we were talking about pregnant women who are using complementary medicine is that sometimes that they are self-prescribing it. Does that happen with menopausal women as well?
Yes, I think I have no idea the prevalence rate of pregnant women, but in menopause women, the prevalence rate is as high as 75%.
75% of women are self-prescribing.
Three quarters. As you see, if they, maybe they just read the books or they hear from the other menopause women or from their friends or from their family members, they said, oh, I use this herb and I think it's very useful for me and it can relieve my symptom. Maybe so, she will just go to the like the camps or the supermarket to buy it.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah. And also, so that's why now some of the clinical trials, they were more focused on the vitamin supplements and or some herbs. Yeah, because no one can guarantee whether they don't have any interactions between the herbs or the herbs and the drugs, or maybe herbs and herbs.
So if you're using some sort of herb that may interact with, you know, your heart medication or something like that.
We don't know. So that's why. But we would like to let the GPs and specialists have let them know. Look, the patient, the menopause women, some of them, they used complementary medicine products, but they didn't tell you. And you should notice, you know, should always be aware of you. Maybe your patients, they're using the one type of complementary therapy or the products. You should always, you know, ask them, have you used any CAM products? At least if they know, they may give the patient some idea or some suggestions about how to use it. Or maybe you should consult another CAM practitioner.